This is 453 of 365 Web 2.0 Tools. If you or your students or maybe colleagues are stuck in the PowerPoint rut and see that as the only way to present information, then you might want to point them towards VISME, V-I-S-M-E. VISME is an online application for creating presentations, but a little bit more than that, because it also offers the opportunity through a similar interface to produce infographics, if that's an area that you're exploring, and also to produce simple banners, so the strip that goes across the top of websites, and also animations. So, in order to use VisMe, as usual, you need to set yourself up with an account, and that's just by email address and give yourself an account name. In the free version of VisMe, you're allowed to create up to 3 projects, and you're also limited on the amount of storage space you've got. Although, clearly, if you're not going to be uploading lots of resources like photos and things, then that might not be too big an issue. But you do need to think about that. So, having got your account set up, you can create your first VisMe. And as I mentioned, you've got the option to create a presentation or an infographic or indeed a banner. But whichever you choose, you'll find that you're in a similar environment. So, whatever type of artifact you're trying to create, you won't have to learn a new set of tools each time. So, when you go into your first project and you've created it, you're not starting off necessarily from a blank template. You'll be offered some templates which are appropriate to the particular project you've chosen. And you can go for whatever's already available, whatever fits nearest to what you want to do, and use that as your starting point. Or indeed, you can just go for a blank one. Once you're ready, you can then start to add the content or edit the content which is already there. And the kinds of content you can add, as you'll not be surprised, you can add textual elements which are done in the form of text boxes. As you might expect, you can do all the kind of editing that you'd expect with the fonts and the styles, the fill colors, the palette. You can resize them, move them around on the stage. You've got a series of layers, so you can add them to different layers and turn those layers on or off the visibility as you want to do your editing. There's a grid, and you can snap to grid or snap to other objects. You can also add shapes, and you've got the basic shapes that you would expect to have, and also quite an extensive, I'm going to call it a clip art gallery for want of a better word, although most of the icons that are in there have a similar look and feel, so it's got that sort of consistent feel, or you can choose to have a consistent feel throughout your design, and that's quite important, I think. In addition, you can add imagery. So there's a bank of about 1600 photos that you can use. They're good quality photos. But you can also upload them. So that's not a problem at all. Provide you bear in mind the storage capacity that you've got. There's also a very useful graph chart and graph tool. So there are a few infographic widgets that you can use. So they're sort of little animated features that are ready to use, though it's not extensive at the moment, and some of them are only available if you've got a premium account. But you can make a chart from scratch. There's a sort of chart wizard where you can either enter your data into a rudimentary spreadsheet, or you can upload data that you've already got. So the chart wizard can be quite useful. And again, you've got the sort of flexibility you'd expect from being able to edit the other things in terms of the color palette and dimensions and so forth. As you add anything to the stage, as it's called, you're able to either move it around by dragging and dropping, but every time you click on an object, you've got a context sensitive menu which allows you to edit the dimensions numerically. So if you want to specify that it's at a particular position on the stage, an X and Y coordinate position, or indeed the size in pixels, you can do that from within that menu. So it gives you a very fine degree of gradation. You can add rich media content in the form of YouTube or Vimeo videos simply by pasting in the URL into the insert video tool. And similarly, if you've got online sounds, maybe through SoundCloud or wherever, you can do a similar thing there. So it inserts a player so that that particular rich media content can be played on the or on the slide or on the infographic, in fact. Finally, you've also got an embed tool. So it's an HTML widget, so that allows you to paste in code from elsewhere. So if you've got other content that you've created in other applications that allows you to share that through an embed code, you can put that into your Visme project. If it is a presentation, then you may want to be adding a number of slides, and you can do that. You can duplicate slides so you can get a consistent look and feel across them. You have available transitions and slide order you can change, all the kinds of things that you would normally do in a slide presentation. If you're working in an infographic, then that's less appropriate, of course. But the kinds of things that you can do in a presentation are available to do on the infographic. So if you want information to be released in a sequence on an infographic rather than blasting people with the whole story at once, you can do that in the same way that you would release content in a sequence on a slide presentation. Whether you should do that is another matter, of course. Infographics don't tend to work that way, that's not the intent. However, I guess the real question with Visme, and the fact that it orientates itself towards being a presentation tool, one has to ask why you would do it this way and not through PowerPoint. Well, I guess because you're online, so you can publish online, you can publish by sharing that URL with other people. The question is, are there other tools that do that? And of course, Google Slides, Google Presentations allow you to do that. They give you all the features, a lot of the features that Visme offers. Perhaps not the range of templates, maybe. Perhaps you work in a slightly different way. But why would you choose Visme? And I've been racking my brains. And in reality, you wouldn't choose it because of the range of tools that it offers necessarily, but you might choose it as offering an alternative. One of the things that we found difficult to do in the early days of ICT was for students to be able to make a choice between one tool and another. And here, and in this day and age, we've now got the facility to enable them to do that. Whether or not it's sufficiently different to warrant students to choose it over and above another application is another matter entirely, but at least they have the opportunity to use it. And I think it's just having that capability to move from one platform to another is quite important. Things aren't around all forever and ever, and applications do disappear. So being able to transition from one application to another and be able to pick it up and run with it is an important skill, I'd argue. So perhaps, if for no other reason, then Visme is worth exploring.